Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Drought's been on the minds of a lot of us, especially our grain farmers. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to tell us about a serious blow to some Texas rice growers.
Well, just this past January, the Colorado River Authority decided to only send more water downstream for irrigation purposes if the Highland Lakes received extraordinary amounts of rain by March. When that didn't happen, many grain farmers began feeling the impact of not receiving enough water, something that they feared would happen this year again.
So what's the potential economic impact?
Well, you need to keep in mind that Texas is the fifth largest rice producer in the United States, and the economies of three downstream Texas counties, Tony, they are very heavily reliant on the industry that contributes $1 billion annually to the state's economy. The state needs to turn its attention to long-term solutions to meet our ever-expanding water needs. We must find a balanced solution that allows farmers to continue producing the food to feed us while also providing communities with the water to sustain our families.
Is there any assistance available?
Well, 157 of our state's counties have been declared a natural disaster area due to the persistent drought. That means farmers in those counties are eligible for low-interest emergency loans, which can be used to restore or replace property, pay for various expenses, or refinance certain debts. We cannot ration and restrict our way to growth. We have to develop new water resources for a growing Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.